Hello, Miss Cato.
Kato.
Hello, Miss Cato. My apologies. My name is Adrian. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes. Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking, Miss Cato. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes, myself.
Yourself. I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Cato.
Thank
And
you.
Miss Cato, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes, myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
It was, let me see, because I just found it the other day. I think it was October. I'm trying to get the exact date.
No worries.
October, I think it was around the 13th of 2013.
So, just to confirm, I have 10/13/2013.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And what is your date of birth?
July 27, 1987.
I have 7/27/1987. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Not that I can think. I know someone that was receiving it, but I don't know if they were injured. I would have to find out.
I see. Well, if you do, find out in the future, you could always forward my direct line so that way,
Okay.
that person could see if they do qualify for the lawsuit as well. Just because, I would
Okay.
love for anyone who was affected due to Depo Provera, receive a settlement,
Okay.
especially,
Okay.
if they were affected due to Depo Provera,
Right.
because they still sell it in the shelves today, they're still
Oh,
prescribing
wow.
that. And yeah, I just.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Exactly. And these are going to be yes or no questions here. So, and I'm sorry if these questions are repetitive, because sometimes they do ask the same question just in a different way. So I do apologize for that. So,
Okay.
Miss Cato, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or the generic version, which is generic medroprogesterone acetate?
No, just the depot provider.
Okay. And then, if generic version, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Did you only use Depo Provera?
Yeah,
Did
I
you use the
only
gen
used Depo Provera. I didn't use anything else.
No generic version, okay.
No.
And for a minimum of 1 year. So is that a yes, correct?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Oh, yes.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date to your, best estimated guess? When did you start using Depo Provera?
Was April 2012. That was my first injection. Probably about the 18th or 19th. I think the 19th of 2012. April 19th, 2012.
April 19, 2012. And
And
what
that
was
was.
your usage stop date?
I stopped receiving it September in 2013.
Okay, so your usage start date I have as April 19th of 2012, and your usage stop date as 9/1/2013.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. Let me just go
Mm-hmm.
ahead and just double check to see if it, as of right now, it all just meets our criteria with the law firms that I work with. So let me just go ahead and just double check here for you.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just taking me a little while just to just double check the answers here, Ms.
Okay.
Cato. And then, so as of right now, it does look like you do pre-qualify. Sorry, I just want to just double check just so I just don't waste your time, Ms. Cato. Does that all make sense?
Okay. Yes, it makes sense.
Perfect. And then, Ms. Cato, your main injury or medical problem you advised me with is that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Meningioma. And then, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
A widow.
Widowed. I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Cato. And
Thank you.
your first and last name from you, please.
Kristen, Kristen, last name Cato, Cato.
And then just to confirm, I have Kristen Cato, which is Kristen Cato, Cato.
Yes.
Perfect. And your social security number, please.
439-73-7383.
And just to confirm, I have 439-73-7383.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And your primary contact email, would it be kmichellecato@gmail.com?
Yes.
And your primary mobile phone number, would it be 346-318-3088?
Yes.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon's fine.
And then your primary full address, please.
It's 12400 Shadow, Shdow, Creek, Creek. That's two words.
Sorry,
And
you
then
said,
Parkway.
sorry, I'm so sorry. You said S-A, you said saddle for the first word?
Shadow, SH is in Harry.
Shadow Creek Parkway?
Yes.
Perfect. And would that be in Pearland, Texas?
Yes.
Perfect. So just to confirm, I have 12400 Shadow Creek Parkway in the city of Pearland, county of Brazoria County, and state of Texas. Zip code is 77584.
Yes, and I do have an apartment number.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
2705.
2705.
Yes.
And then, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
What about doctor?
Doctor. And how many times was the were you injected with the product?
It was
So,
once every 3 months.
once every 3 months.
For a year.
So that's about four times.
A year and for a year and 5 months, so that would have been
Maybe six, seven injections? Seven, eight,
about six
six.
injections, I believe.
Okay,
I
so I'll
think
go ahead
so.
and put six here. So about six. And what is the name of the doctor slash medical staff member that administered the Depo Provera?
It was, let's see if I have it here.
No worries, take your time.
I do not have it, but I have the
Do you have the facility of where the Depo Provera was administered? The facility name?
Yes, it was. It was in Louisiana. It was what was that clinic? Let me see if I can get it.
No worries, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, a lot of these, a lot of times, you know, this could be years ago. Sometimes it's recent, but a lot of times it is years ago. So, you know, you could take your time, go through your mail, do some digging through the search bar to make it easier if you'd like. But yeah, just take your time, Ms. Cato. I mean, I could try to help you out as well. You said it was a clinic in Louisiana. Hello, Ms. Cato? Hello, Kristen, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Ms. Cato?
I was sitting here talking the whole time, and I was wondering what happened to the phone. I kept saying hello. I didn't realize that the call was on hold.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I thought you put me on mute or on hold, so I was just waiting for you to come.
Oh, no, I was talking the whole time. I think what happened was when I was looking at trying to find the address on my computer,
mm-hmm.
I have this this phone linked to my computer, so I don't know if something moved there or what happened.
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's the Bossier Parish Health Unit. I have a address and phone number, but I don't know if it was a doctor or a nurse. But that's where I went for all my injections. Bossier, Bossier Parish Health Unit.
You said Bossier Paris Clinic?
Health Unit.
Health Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And would the address be 3022 Old Minden
uh-huh.
Road?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation.
Uh-huh.
Let me go ahead and put that information here. And how's the weather over in, you said you were in Texas right now?
Yes, I'm in Texas. It's 73 right now, so I haven't been outside, but yeah, it gets pretty cool at night, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to live over in Arlington, Texas for a couple years.
Oh, yeah, I used to live there, too.
Oh, really?
I lived there. Yeah, when I moved from Louisiana, I moved to Arlington first, and I was there for like a year. And I've been in Houston for 2 years, so, yeah.
And how do you like Houston? Do you like it more than Arlington?
I do. It just seemed more, a little bit more relaxed here, I guess, because I'm on the outskirts and I'm, you know, by the water and everything, so.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And
let's see. So the address, I have the address, the phone number, the name of the facility, and then you said you don't remember the name of the doctor or medical staff of the nurse?
No, I don't. It's been so long.
No worries. I'll go ahead and just put NA there. So if the attorneys do ask you, you could just go ahead and just put that you don't remember if it was years ago. Sometimes they can help you. They assist you with your social. By you providing your social, they could try to go through your medical records and try to get that information on your behalf.
Okay.
And then, what about the prescribing doctor's name? The one that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals.
It is Dr. Robert, I can't pronounce that last name. Ross, Rostomily.
Rostomily.
ILY, Rostomily.
Okay,
Too
and that's
hard to pronounce, yeah.
His last name.
Yes.
And what's his first name? Sorry.
Robert.
Robert. Okay, thank you for that. Robert Rostomily. And then what is the prescribing facility name?
Walgreens.
That's the pharmacy name, correct?
Yes, the pharmacy name.
What about the prescribing facility name where he prescribed you it? What was the facility name called? Was it is it Bossier? Or is it a different one?
Oh no, it's Houston Methodist.
Oh, okay, Houston Methodist. So would it be Houston Methodist Hospital in 6565 Fannin Street?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then what about the Walgreens? Which Walgreens would that be in? What's the address for that one or the street name?
It's on Shadow Creek and Pearland.
You said it was also in Shadow Creek.
Yes.
Shadow Creek. And would the address be 11633 Shadow Creek Parkway?
Yes.
Perfect. And then was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma, or sorry, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, both?
They did the CT and the MRI.
Okay, both. And then what about your diagnosing doctor's name? What was the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Robert, the same doctor.
Okay, the same one. Yeah, a lot of times the prescribing and the diagnosing doctor are the same, but sometimes it could be different. So I did just want to go ahead and confirm. So thank you for that. And then what about the diagnosing doctor's specialty? What's his specialty? What is he?
He's a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
It was the treatment, it was, what do you call that? It's the removal of the tumor, followed by radiation therapy.
Surgery, radiation. And then what about the treating doctor's name? Is it the same, Dr. Robert Rostomily, or is it a different one?
Yes.
Same one. Treating doctor. And then, were you hospitalized for meningioma? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
It was October, I think the 21st, October 21st of 2013, for 10 days.
For 10 days?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just double check to see if. Okay, so till Halloween of 2013, would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. 31st. So the 21st through the 31st of 2013, correct?
Yes.
Of October. And then would you like me to go ahead and put anything for your medical notes? There's a little section you could go ahead and put anything in if you'd like.
Nothing other than I suffered long-term complications with infertility and just had a lot of symptoms like, irregular menstrual bleeding, severe headaches and vision problems from all that.
The injections. Yeah, so I did just go ahead and put everything that you just explained to me now over the phone on the medical notes. A lot of symptoms or headaches. And then medical records here. Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party for yourself?
I can get them.
Okay, great. And then, so is that a yes, correct?
Yes.
And then, could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both if they do ask for them?
Both if needed,
Both.
but
Perfect.
for sure electronically.
Okay, great. And then, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
No.
No, you don't want to go ahead and put anyone?
Well, I can put my best friend.
Your best friend. And do you live with your best friend by any chance?
No.
No. And what is your best friend's name?
Tamika, Tamika Smith,
That's right.
Smith.
And just to confirm, it's Tamika. That's Tamika.
Yes.
And Smith, Smith.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's her phone number?
904-480-9327.
904-480-9327. And you confirmed that she was your best friend?
Yes.
She is your best friend. And by any chance, do you happen to know her email and address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what is her email?
It's Tamika, the letter E. 311@gmail.com.
And her address?
And the address is, let me get that. It's 10512 Fair Lane, Fairlane Drive. And that's Jacksonville, Florida, 32218.
Just to confirm, I have 10512 Fairline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. So let me go ahead and just double check that I have all the spelling in the agreement here correct with you before I send this over to you via email and text message. This should only take about a minute for you to do a DocuSign, but once you go ahead and submit this, it'll be sent straight to the attorneys, and then within 48 hours, they will be giving you a call once you go ahead and complete this. And I'll be sure to give you the direct line and the name of the firm that you've been assigned to. So, let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything here correct with you first before I send this to you.
Okay.
And and I have Kristen Cato, which is Kristen Cato, Cato. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have the address as 12 400 Shadow Creek Parkway, Pearland, Texas 77584. Phone number is 346-318-3088. Email address is kmichellecato@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then I'll go ahead and walk you through it. But again, it should only take about a minute.
Okay.
So go ahead and click the link that's in the text message or the email that you received from Adrian Lopez, which is me. So let me know when you go ahead and click the link that's in one of those.
Yeah, I have the document pulled up.
Okay, perfect. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. Okay. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make sure your signature...
Yeah, I think it automatically had my signature already, because when I hit it,
it already did it for you.
Last time I used it before. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So it pretty much remembered your DocuSign that you used for another DocuSign. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I have a DocuSign account.
Okay. And
yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead and just make sure the signature's inside the margins, hit adopt and sign, go through everything, hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay, now do I need to make sure my apartment number is entered or no?
So I already put that information in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything
show
should
on
be...
Our, on this form.
Yeah, on the agreement.
Okay.
But I did go ahead and put it.
Okay.
But yeah, if anything,
I just finished that.
Perfect. And then so the lawyers as well are when they do call you within the next 48 hours, they are going to confirm everything, you know, that you provided me, the answers and everything. So as long as everything is, you know, confirmed, everything should run smoothly. And, you know, I do really hope you receive that settlement from the government as soon as possible, you know, Ms. Cato, of course. And let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you the law firm's information, like the name and the number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. So the law firm you have been assigned to is called Vigna Law, which is V-I-G-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And their direct line is 214-231-9824. Again,
okay.
That's 214-231-9824.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Ms. Cato. Do you have any questions or concerns for me now while I have you on the line?
No, none at this time right now.
No, no worries. Well, I will be sending you a text message right after this phone call with my direct line as well. So if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me. But as of now, you are assigned to that law firm. And if you want an update on your case, you could always feel free and contact them. Okay, Ms. Cato?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and Merry Christmas to you, Ms. Cato.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.